That's, oh, there we go. So I guess we start. Anyway, to our viewers, please, we welcome you to the June 7th meeting of the Harbor Advisory Board held at the Vets Hall in Morro Bay. And we cannot begin yet because we do not have a quorum. Oh, yes, we do. I'm sorry. So we have a quorum of four people. Neil Maloney will be late. And Mr. LaFay, we regret to say, has resigned his position, and we will not be seeing him again, though he says he will continue doing the Friends of the Harbor, and for that we thank him very much, as well as many thanks for his years of service to the Harbor Advisory Board.
He did a good job.
Yes, he did. He added a lot, and we'll miss him. We'll miss him. So if we could start with a moment of silence. And stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And you should go.
There's Matt. And Matt. Mr. Matt Kowetsky. No, it wasn't quite right. I know it. I was practicing.
My kids at school can only say Mako.
I like that. Mr. Mako has joined us. Welcome, Mr. Mako. We will now have announcements from the board. Jean?
Most of the algae that's been in the bay is more or less breaking up now. It usually comes up in springtime. We're seeing some anchovies in the bay, and I know of at least two halibut that were caught in the bay. So that's all positive. That's good.
Question, Gene, doesn't the algae seem a lot less this year than in past years?
Yeah, some years we haven't seen any, but this year we've seen an average amount.
Average amount?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like very much to me.
The shellfish are growing, so there's plenty.
Jeremiah?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you again to Bill LaFay, who we're going to miss here on the board, for the years of service that he provided, and hopefully he'll remain a fixture on the waterfront. And you know, I didn't really have much to say, but it was just, I got to relay this message because visually to me it was really cool. The lady who does the, for the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the fish checker down by the launch ramp, came down and was telling us that, you know, we have ospreys down around the boats. They've been there for a while, and they'd like to perch on the top of the poles, very highest location. Well, a couple of the peregrine falcons were circling by the beach, and there was a pair of ospreys circling outside them. And she said they were circling and circling, and as they did, their circles got closer and closer to each other, and they had a confrontation in midair, which I don't know. I've never seen a video wow. I was just pretty flabbergasted, and she just wanted to relay that.
Who won?
They broke apart, and
all four of them flew off?
Yeah, and the falcons went to the west, and the ospreys went down the bay. But, what a sight that would be to.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, that's wild.
Dana?
Yes, I have a few things. First of all, on the overhead, can we go to that? We have our marine swap meet that's coming up the last Saturday of the month, June 30th. Anything marine related? This is going to be hosted by Morro Bay Youth Sailing Foundation. the Friends of the Morro Bay Harbor Department, and also the Morro Bay Maritime Museum. And it'll be right behind the museum next to the power plant there. And we're advertising all over. And we hope to have a lot of sellers and a lot of buyers. So that's an upcoming event. Also,
Dana? Question. If people want to bring their stuff in to sell, can they can rent booths, right?
Yes, they can. They're $10, and you can go to Friends of the Harbor Department. It's a website. It's Friends of the MBHD.org, and they have a way to sign up to do that. You put your information in, and then we know that you're coming. We'll get you $10.
Thank you.
So that reserves you a spot.
Dana, if I can jump in on that. I just donated about, maybe a ton and a half of used mooring chain to that area over there. So I assume if somebody wants some art, yard art, they're more than welcome to cart it off.
Thank you, Gene. Yeah, excellent. For all those people with lots of yard art that they don't know that they really have, they might think it's junk in their shed, but to a lot of people around here, it could be yard art just because of the marine-related items. So bring it on down, but if you don't sell it, make sure you take it back. Now, I got an email today, and it's from the National Estuary Program, and it's regarding a meeting for the upcoming Morro Bay Science Explorations event. It features three research-based talks about topics related to our local fish and fisheries. So one of them is Local Watershed Stewards Program. They'll give an overview of the program and exciting projects that they have undertaken in the county. Another one is Cal Poly researcher Grant Waltz will explore the effects of a decade of groundfish protections through local MPAs. And the third one is Professor Sean Lima of Cal Poly will discuss a new approach to measuring the growth of groundfish in the wild, which she has applications to fishery management. So this is going to take place at the Botanical Gardens in, over there by Cuesta. You know where that is, everybody? You just go into El Toro campground area and go back there. On the 14th, for some reason I can't see it on here, but let's see where it is. Oh, yeah, June 14th. So at 6:15 is when it starts. Doors open at 6. So it's in the Oakland Pavilion at the Slow Botanical Gardens. And I just want to also say that Bill brought something to the meetings that the rest of us, I think, are voters, and he brought questions that we kind of take for granted that were very good for the public to understand what was going on here. So I thought that was a real good part of his input. And he will be missed, and hopefully we get somebody good to replace him.
Okay, Mr. Makel, do you have anything?
It's easier to say, isn't it?
Yes, I'd like to, echo the comments about Bill LaFay. And Bill, if you're out there watching, just want to say thank you very much from the city's point of view, from city council. I know having watched you on Harbor before I came on city council and then being on city council, what you brought to it was so valuable. And so thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know that you've set a high bar, but it's so important for what you did for Morro Bay and have done and will continue to do. And so I hope, I can't wait to see who we get next to look at what you've done and set a nice precedent. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Now would be public comment on any item that is or is not on the agenda. Seeing no one in our public comment is closed. See, we do not have a consent calendar. We go on to reports and appearances. So our Harbor Department status report.
Good evening. I don't know if you guys can hear me. As you can see, Eric Endersby is not here tonight, so I will read his staff report for the department's activity, recent activity. Harbor Patrol statistics for the month of May 2018 were 8 emergency responses, 103 calls for service, 43 assists of other agencies, and 27 enforcement contacts with 13 weather warnings.
Wow.
May 1st, we had the dredge Yaquina came to the harbor for their annual dredging, departed on May 20th. It was a shorter dredging operation than normal. May 4th through the 20th, the 2018 United States Life Saving Association Training Academy was conducted by the harbor and the recreation departments over 2 weekends. Towers are out on the beach, and weekend-only lifeguard coverage will continue to mid-June, after which coverage will go 7 days per week. May 11th, the Coast Guard change of command ceremony took place. Jay Nellis was relieved by Chief Tim Crochet, and so that was a great ceremony. I don't know if a few of you were there, attended. It's a really nice ceremony. May 17th, 2018, the Peace Officers Memorial hosted by the San Luis Obispo County Criminal Justice Administrators Association was well attended at the south side of the Morro Rock. May 19th, we recognized National Safe Boating Day. Tours of the first responder vessels from the Coast Guard, County Sheriff, and Harbor Patrol were given at the Harbor Patrol docks, along with safety lectures and safety handout materials. Also on May 19th, Harbor Patrol held an annual training and safety talk for approximately 17 new sea life stewards. The sea life stewards are state park volunteer wildlife docents on kayaks. May 23rd, multiple agencies responded to a report of a small yellow plane flying low off Morro Bay High School and not seen again. Harbor Patrol deployed 2 vessels, 2 rescue watercrafts, along with the Coast Guard motor lifeboat, Fish and Wildlife's patrol vessel Bluefin was out there as well. Reports of the plane seen gaining altitude and heading south caused the search to be called off. May 26, Harbor Patrol received a report of a capsized day sailor adjacent to Associated Pacific's wharf. The vessel was righted and all persons were accounted for with no injuries. May 26th and 28th, through the 28th, we kind of discussed this, first weekend of lifeguard tower staffed at the Rock with approximately 855 people counted and 60 public contacts. No significant incidences were reported. Recent City Council activity, at the regular May 8th City Council meeting, Council made a proclamation for the City of Morro Bay declaring May 19th, 2018 to be Morro Bay Safe Boating Day. At the regular meeting on May 22nd, the City Council meeting, Council gave input on and approved issuance of the request for proposals on lease site 6262W, the Kayak Horizons location at 551 Embarcadero. Let's see, on lease site activity, it's kind of the first one we just discussed. Second, staff is negotiating or beginning negotiations for new leases with leases of Harbor Hut, Gray's Inn, House of Juju, based on their approved plans for development and redevelopment. On the fishing front, Looks like the commercial fleet had a very brief one-week salmon season that saw fresh king salmon in the markets at about $30 to $40 per pound. The recreational season has remained open to decent numbers of fish being caught out front. I don't know, Jeremiah, did you want to maybe put input on the fishing? On what's
It was fairly slow. It was on and off for the wreck guys. Mm-hmm. There was a few fish caught, and again, it was on and off. Some guys would go out and get a couple in an hour or so, and then other guys would spend 4 hours for nothing. So it was hit and miss, but there was some decent-sized fish, anywhere from 10 to 18 pounds.
Okay.
With the commercial, it was, again, kind of the same thing. You know, one guy had 10, and other guys had 1, 2, 4, and even a 0 or 2.
And I believe the recreational closes July 4th?
You know, I don't know.
And then commercial reopens after that for 11 days?
Yeah, there's a 10-day opener, I believe, here in June. But it's, yeah.
Thank you. Upcoming events. Dana spoke to the Marine Swap Meet at the Triangle Lot next to the Maritime Museum. That is June 30th. July 4th is the 4th of July Family Fun Day. July 14th is the 49th annual Brian Waterbury Rock to Pier Run and Half Marathon. Status of pending HAB recommendations. So I know Eric went through and updated this. On the first one, for this staff draft letter to council encouraging the city to pursue negotiations with state parks, and the city assumed both marina and cafe concessions. May 17th, the harbor director met with Dan Filott, the district superintendent, regarding reviving discussions, putting the concessions out to bid, and prospects for the city taking over operation and management of the marina. On number two, staff provide council with modified sections for the BMPs. There's no new updates. Number three, city council to approve issuance of the final draft marine services facility boatyard request for qualifications document. Tentatively, this is on the agenda for, I think I have it. It's not really the request for qualifications with what he has written in here, but tentatively August 14th, the release of the boatyard financial feasibility RFP is tentatively going to council August 14th. Okay. Number four, city to use a consultant to update the cost allocation plan if feasible. Multiple proposals have been received and have gone through initial staff review and evaluation. Interviews of the top candidates pending in first half of June. Number five, city to share tax revenues that are collected in the Harbor Fund, not currently going to the Harbor Fund. No new updates. Number six, the city council to include proposed eelgrass language into the general plan, local coastal plan updates. It looks like the eelgrass ad hoc committee met with Anchor QEA reps in Morro Bay. And I believe Lynn will give an update when we get to that item, correct?
I will.
Okay. Number seven, incorporate working waterfront land area and uses into the general plan, local coastal plan updates. There's no new update on that. And lastly, the paid parking to be established on and around the Embarcadero and recommended list of issues to be addressed when concerning establishment of the same. I have no new updates at all. And that concludes that staff report.
Thank you. Any questions? Dana.
Lori, do you know if there is a agenda is set for the parking lot, the boat storage, long-term boat storage?
I believe it is tentatively set in the July, on the only July council agenda. I'm not sure if Matt would know, but I believe it is tentatively on one of the upcoming council agendas. I just don't know which one.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Neil.
No, but I might have a solution for that little yellow plane that went missing. It was from the Santa Margarita Airport. We went to the antique show, and they had three planes, one yellow, one red, and one old bomber, and they were flying real low. And they were going out over the ocean, I think. So might have been one of the planes.
That could be.
You could pay for flights. I know they were taking people on there. I wouldn't have made it. I hate flying.
Any more questions or comments? Thank you.
Good job, Lori.
Okay, on to business items on C1. Update from the Marine Services Facility from our chair of the ad hoc committee, Dana.
Yeah, there will be no report at this time.
Thank you. And on to the next ad hoc committee, a standing item on our agenda from finance and budget.
We have not met since our last meeting, and we have nothing new to report.
Thank you. And third, from the Eelgrass Ad Hoc Committee, yours truly. The committee did meet with Anchor QEA on May 25th. We had Lexi Bell, the director of the NEP, Kathy Novak of Novak Consulting, our harbor director, Mr. Endersby, and myself met with Jack Malone and Adam Gale of Anchor QEA. I think it was a very productive meeting, and I was sort of re-energized when I heard some of their suggestions. First, they summarized their experience in working with and writing the eelgrass management policies for Humboldt Bay and Newport Bay, although they do recognize that Morro Bay has very distinctive projects and motives for wanting to make their own policy. But we all have to deal with the same regulatory agencies and representatives of those agencies, and they have connections since they have done these other projects with them. So that can be very helpful. Kathy described the permitting problems that she has encountered in her decade or more of assisting owners of businesses along the Embarcadero and helping them get their permits, their construction permits, and their eelgrass mitigation permits. She has been involved in about 90% of the construction projects on the Embarcadero over the last, I'm not sure what period of time, but I'm sure it's at least 10 years or so. So she had some very instructive questions and comments about the difficulties and how they could be resolved ahead of time. Lexi Bell of the NEP, the director of the NEP, gave us a rundown on the restoration projects and the various techniques that have been used, the monitoring and the various locations of the projects that they have undertaken over the last number of years. She described the problems that they had and the poor results that have, in general, the poor results for the restoration of eelgrass in Morro Bay. She had comments about the techniques and the locations and how such things could be improved. With that background, Anchor, we discussed the possible ways that these problems could be ameliorated by a standardized procedure, a standardized plan of mitigation, and standardizing a bit more the permitting processes in permitting processes for eelgrass mitigation. Among these would be a bundling of the mitigation under a master plan developed by the NEP. The individual businesses then, when they have a construction project and have to do some mitigation, would buy into the plan, contributing to the plan. And the NEP, to a certain extent, would undertake to actually do the mitigation by an already approved plan that was acceptable to the regulatory agencies. That way, you kind of spread, you have a larger, a more all-encompassing idea of how to do mitigation, where to do mitigation, and the individuals don't each have to go out and try and make up their own plan for a very, very small project, which sounds, if you can get that kind of thing approved, could actually give us much better results than we're currently getting. With that broad discussion, Jack and Adam will further flesh out this kind of an idea and write it up, putting it into a memorandum, which will come back to us sometime before June 30th, which is when their contract expires. So for our next meeting in July, we won't have one in July, will we? For our next meeting, we will have something perhaps that will be much more substantive than this that will come out of this meeting. So, questions?
Lynn, I don't know whether you know or maybe Lori knows, but they're doing, looks like Cal Poly is doing some research down by the Tidelands dock.
I wondered what those floats down there were for.
They've got some baskets underneath them. Do you know, Lori? Okay.
I happened to see Lexi down there about a month ago in that same spot with a bunch of Cal Poly students. So I have to assume that it's just the continuation of that same research.
There, I saw the floats both north and south of the Tidelands dock. So
I think it's abalone.
Ooh.
Get a rumor.
Those are healthy eelgrass beds. I did have a question for you.
Yes.
So the proposed idea you guys were talking about, would people were buying into it, it would be mitigation as funded. So if I was going to do a project, I would pay into it, and then the mitigation would occur?
That's, in general, that's the idea. Exactly what the mechanisms would be for that is undetermined. But, yes, that's the broad idea.
Did you guys ever discuss an eelgrass bank where the mitigation was done and then those credits were essentially?
That, there was an eelgrass bank attempted here in Morro Bay maybe 20 years ago.
Really?
I'm trying to remember from my reading that somehow it didn't work out very well, and I'm afraid I don't really remember any more than that.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the same as mitigation. It's just prior to versus after. Okay. I was just curious. Okay.
Anything else? Okay. So on to C4, Marine Sanctuary Ad Hoc Committee. Ron is the chair of that committee. Don't know if anybody else has anything to say about it. Okay, C5, Working Waterfront Ad Hoc Committee. Gene. Oh.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to switch C6. Okay, we're up to C6, and which is consideration and input regarding fire pits at the Rock parking lot and other areas for recommendation to the City Council.
Okay. So for the recommendation, staff recommends that the Harbor Advisory Board take public input and consider whether more public fire pits should be placed at the Rock parking lot and other areas for recommendation to the City Council. So this is tentatively on the July 10th council agenda. So we're just trying to gather input. Eric has some background here. that, you know, that we currently have a pit there and with some benches. And the discussion, Morro Bay Municipal Code and State Fire Code stipulate public fires are only to take place in designated containers in designated areas in accordance with said codes. The existing pit at the Rock meets these stipulations. So there's a photo here. He's got some attachments here. This is the one attachment is the actual current fire pit that's at the Rock now, and then the code is attached. So staff are seeking have input on the following. Should more fire pits be placed at the Rock or other areas? If no, should the existing pit be removed? If yes, that there is more pits, how many more fire pits would you want? Where? And should any limitations be placed on their use? And any other input the HAB would like to provide? So it's pretty, you know, how you guys feel about the fire pits and your concerns.
Okay. Who wants to start? Jean?
I'm in favor of at least one fire pit out by the lifeguard tower number one. It's been put there and then taken back out. If it needs to be maintained, the Stairway Surf Club is willing to help the city maintain it.
Okay. Jeremiah?
I think the fire pit, I went and talked to Eric the other day about this. Because I'm for fire pits. I'm for fires on the beach, too. But that aside, I asked Eric, what about how many problems? They have a fire pit there. Has there been any problems? And there has not, which is great. So I'm for the fire pit personally, and I think at least two more. There's one that's worked out well. So I think at least two more should be added. I think at least one more further down from where the current one is at the Rock, and adjacent to the parking lot. And what, you know, Gene recommended a spot for one, so I think at least two more should be added.
Okay. Neil?
You brought up a great point. Fires on the beach, is there any problem with there being a couple of these pits? I know the high tide mark in the wintertime might kind of be an issue, but has the city looked at placing anything kind of up in that kind of armpit of where the revetment there ends and the dunes begin?
So what I can say is, per staff's recommendation in the staff report, Eric is not for any fire pits on the beach.
Okay.
For safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been recently to Cayucas.
I haven't.
Cayucas has their pits out. They put their fire pits out seasonally.
Yeah.
And there's just embers and just burned. I mean, it's
right.
Just pretty out of control on the beach there. So it's something, for safety-wise, I don't think that our department recommends fire pits on the beach at all. Just up on, in the parking lot area or by Target Rock or those areas.
Okay. Could you guys put them out? I don't know whether permitting out by, kind of out by that beach that as the road ends out there, that's
sure.
The service road too, you know, out where people go to watch the big surf.
Right.
It's pretty nice
that
over there.
That could be an option. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say put a couple at each spot,
mm-hmm.
personally, just so you know, if you get there and one's taken, there's another option.
Yeah.
You're a family, as this beautiful photo shows, families using them too.
From what I've been told, we have the one fire pit now,
mm-hmm.
and it has never been empty. The ash has never been emptied out of it.
Hmm.
So we also need, I guess, probably some input on who should be maintaining it once they get put out, because the ash, I think, is pretty high, and now people are putting trash on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's actually a maintenance policy for any for the fire pits themselves.
Yeah, that clearly needs to happen with it. But.
Yeah. Dana?
Yeah, I'm for them. I think you have that one there, and that's a pretty popular spot right in there. So if you had another or two along that area, that's fine with me. I think one over at Target Rock would be kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe one on both sides of the creek in those parking lots, I think, would be good too. There is an exception in their fire code that you can use barbecues and portable outdoor fireplaces. I mean, I don't know. I have a washing machine drum, stainless one. Mm-hmm. And you can take that to the beach because when you take it away, you're taking everything with you. Mm-hmm. You just can't have open pit ones. So just for anybody who's wondering, that says right here after in the fire code here, past G, the exceptions, and that's one of them. So I think the maintenance, that has to be dealt with, figure out who's going to be doing that. Because without trash cans out there, I can see people using those as trash cans. That could be a little bit of a problem. That's all I have.
Gene.
You know, these are portable. I mean, they're concrete. But we can put them down, and if they don't seem to work, we can pick them back up again.
Sure.
Yeah. There is the comment under discussion that the city's facility workers are tasked with maintenance and periodic emptying of ashes, but you're saying that is not happening, Laurie?
From what I've been told, the ash hasn't been, out of the one that's there, the ash hasn't been emptied.
Mm. So before they start doing anything more with them, perhaps that problem needs to be solved.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it's full enough to be removed yet. That may
that
be
could
why.
Be.
I don't know.
Jeremiah?
Well, if the city puts, or the harbor puts the fire pit there, and I know you don't need any more work, but wouldn't that mean you would maintain them also? I mean, I would think.
So the fire pit.
If you put a fire pit some place, I would think that whoever puts it there would be charged with the maintenance.
And it would be this. It wouldn't be the harbor that puts them there. It would be the city
public
that's putting
works,
them. And I believe they've already been purchased. And we have them.
Yeah.
They just haven't been installed. It's from my understanding.
Probably
maybe
if somebody called them and reminded them, maybe just slipped past them or something.
Yeah.
Matt, do you have any comments on this?
Sure. In terms of this was brought, Gene brought it up to me, and actually a number of other people in the past 3 years when Mr. Buckingham was city manager, an idea came to take the trash cans away at the Rock and place fire pits there. And it's always been the larger concept is like, what are we going to do? We've always had forever, you know, people sometimes leaving trash, a lot of times leaving trash in the parking lot. Taking the cans away, there was very fearful that we were still going to have a lot of trash there. That hasn't necessarily materialized. Jumping to the next step of the fire pit, the idea was to put the fire pit there. But what happened was the city manager at that time purchased the equipment, and we were going to do it. We collectively, the city, and however, we placed the one pit was placed there, and when it was brought up to me by not just Gene but other community members, and I approached our new city manager and Eric Endersby, it was kind of brought up. Well, maybe we need to run this by city council in terms of because this is a big issue in terms of the responsibility, cleanliness, whatnot at the Rock. Because, Neil, your point in terms of I would definitely be in favor of having fire pits on the beach, but, however, keeping them regulated and especially open pits, you know, people stepping on open fires, that's always a problem. And so doing it responsibly is a big issue. So, however, listening to all of your points in terms of, like, okay, where should they be placed? Wonderful, wonderful conversation in terms of bringing this to council. And how they could be placed, how many to be placed, if we place them over on the south side near Target Rock, okay? Because once we, in the past 3 years, we've done a lot of work in terms of building up those areas with the benches and whatnot. We're getting a lot of people observing the bay, watching the ocean. So perhaps those fire pits are a natural extension of that. But then back to your point, Jeremiah, is like, okay, how do we keep this clean and responsible? Because we don't want the ashes the detritus going wherever and or the trash. And so perhaps as you think about it, because it seems to me it's fairly unanimous in terms of being in agreement with us, perhaps some ideas of maybe some suggestions of how we could keep it clean. Do we put it on the policy? I don't know if we could make a recommendation for volunteer groups to keep it clean. I don't know if that would be consistent and appropriate, but perhaps we could ask staff what are the periods, because Dana, your point in terms of, I don't think that fire pit, since it's been there, I don't think it's filled up yet in terms of the ash. So just monitoring it, perhaps recommendations to monitor it and keep it appropriate, you know, especially if trash or glass or whatever gets put in there. But the conversation you're having in terms of, I really look forward to you folks making the recommendation to come to council and we get this going, because we do have the equipment. We've already put out the money and to buy the material. Let's with your recommendations, bring it to council.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Mm-hmm. Gene.
Lori, how many fire pits are over in the yard? Do you know?
Does it say six in?
They purchased approximately a dozen concrete benches and several concrete fire pits.
Yeah.
So if they've got three more, put out three more, and you can always take them away.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how many they've purchased.
Yeah.
I like the idea about one by Target Rock down in the lower flat area down below there. That would be a nice place for family to get together and, you know, after the wind has died down, that would be a nice place to be. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if there's any benches down there.
There's a bench right by Target Rock, kind of right in the last parking spots where they put all the stones. There's a bench right there.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any further east of that area down in the flats.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know if there is one there either, but that is a good spot.
Yeah.
And then out at the end of the parking lot, maybe the service road where the service road ends, there's a bench out there.
So in sum, it seems like we're all in favor of putting out the fire pits to see how they are used and if they cause any problems.
Do we have to recommend the location also?
It sounded like
Matt, were you looking, was City Council going to be looking for the location also?
When this item was brought up, when I brought it up as a future agenda item, the big issue I thought that hurt hearing from other council members was establishing a policy of how what we're going to do with them, what we as the city are going to do with them, and how to maintain them. In terms of placement, no, I do not think that was that wasn't brought up, Jeremiah.
Okay.
In terms of the point, in terms of at Target Rock, there is a nice flat area, and I do believe there's almost like a semicircle of benches down there, nice flat. And so in terms of if the wind, when it would calm down and not be blowing really hard on shore, that could be a very nice place to do it. Perhaps you could make make suggestions where the one fire pit is now, and during the last surf contest when folks built a surf fire pit over by the lifeguard tower at the outlet, I mean, that's an idea, but perhaps, you know, you could make a suggestion if you put one where the existing one at the lifeguard tower, perhaps one in the middle. When those benches were laid out, they were laid out in, I think, in a fairly strategic way. We just haven't got there yet in terms of how to place possible fire pits. And I'm reading into it. I haven't talked to the people who've placed the benches. But however, looking at how those benches are there, there is area to put at least one by the fire lifeguard station, one in the middle, and perhaps over on the Target, or the, it would be the eastern part of the Target Rock, down in the lower flat there where people like to watch their otters or go diving right there. There is that. So perhaps suggestions you can make, where to put, and then leave it up to staff to find out the best areas in terms of flat areas that would be safe and ability to clean it, et cetera.
Gene.
Lynn, could we have staff solicit that volunteer groupers and see if we can find some people who would be willing to monitor or maintain some of those fire pits? I know the surf club will take care of the one by the lifeguard station.
Are there other specific groups in town that might be?
Moral Bay Beautiful might be.
Would be another group.
Yeah.
We can reach out and see if there's anybody out there that would want to volunteer.
Okay.
We can do that.
So did you want from us just a recommendation? Did you want a motion? Not a motion.
We don't need a motion. I think I have enough information from all of you. I think I can put it all together for Eric.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Any final comments?
I was just saying, I hope it's not so there's two volunteers so far, or one volunteer group, and other possibilities, but I hope they can put them out without waiting till the summer's over.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like before the 4th of July.
Right.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Okay, finishing with that item, we go on to C7, and that is a cancellation of the Harbor Advisory Board meeting for July. And I believe July 4th is Wednesday, is it not?
Yes.
So our meeting would be the day after July 4th. What are your feelings on this?
I will not be in town, so I wouldn't be at that meeting anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with this recommendation.
You want to make a motion?
I move to cancel the July 5th meeting 2018.
I second.
Okay. Discussion. Jeremiah, you were going to...
I won't be here either. Is what I was going
so
to
we're
say.
Down two. Gene.
Well, I'll be here.
We will have somebody sitting in the seat for the Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization.
That's true. You guys are always on the hook.
Yes. Thank you, Lynn.
We have a motion on the table, a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Call for the question. All in favor of canceling the July 5th meeting of the Harbor Advisory Board?
Aye.
Opposed? No opposition, no abstention. The motion carries. Thank you very much. So, declaration of future agenda items. We have a number of items already declared, goals and objectives from the working waterfront, Measure D. We are dealing with that in some way. Explore the benefits of becoming a harbor or a port district, wind energy generation off the coast of Morro Bay, creation of an Embarcadero business district to fund harbor infrastructure, and review of TBID assessment funding. Does anybody have any additional comments to add to this? Okay. In that case, 10 to 7. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is closed.
Sure about this? You're still daylight up.